producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I'm not even going to regale you at this moment with the fact that the entire city is in mourning for the Mets. What a mess. I'm not going to talk about chocolate hangovers and Halloween, although we are going to get back to Halloween in a moment because Trevor's got kind of a cool story. We're going to go directly to Joe and Margaret, who don't even know each other, but will be forever joined in everyone's mind because they're both on the line with me at the same time, but different phone calls, so I'm going to treat them as individual human beings. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I'm not going to mess around with anything except to say welcome to Joe. Hi, Joe.
Dr. Joy, hi. How are you? I hope you can hear me okay. I'm driving.
Oh, good. Hands well, please free. Be careful.
Well, I got my hands on the wheel. Your hands free, so that's fine.
Well, yeah, but if you can pull over, I mean, I worry a little bit about the concentration factor when you're in traffic.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I'm okay, though. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm wondering if someone's going to say, how I'm in traffic, I'm going to hear a crash, I'm going to feel guilty, but all right.
No, I'm good, thanks. I'm very careful.
All right.
But you had given me some information. My sister was in Massachusetts, I'm in Florida, and
right.
She had cancer, and I went, and you told me to go up and bring pictures and to be my most positive self, and
yeah.
I did that, and I went up there, and it was really hard. It's really hard.
Tell me what was difficult about it.
Well, first of all, I had no idea what I was going to be seeing when I got there.
Yeah.
She wasn't as bad as I had imagined in my head, but the imagination of what she was going to look like was just horrible to me, and I couldn't shake it. But when I saw her, it was just great.
Okay, well, so that's you're saying it was hard, but you're telling me that at first meeting it was better than you expected. So that's a positive thing, yes?
It was a positive thing, but it was so scary to go up there beforehand. You know what I mean?
Sure. I think the anticipation, which is true of a lot of things, that our imagination is an incredibly powerful force, and we can imagine things that are actually worse than they are. And even if our imagination is accurate, once you're actually dealing with something, it seems to be manageable as opposed to the contemplation of it, which is overwhelming.
It was. It really, really was. It was, and when I saw her, it was just great, as you said. As we were there, I was only going to be there for, I was there for 4 days, but as I was there, that's when the hospital said that we had to pick a hospice and a place for her to go.
Yeah.
And it was lucky for me that I happened to be there because we picked a hospice and we did that together.
Good.
And we drove together, and it was something that I don't think I'm ever going to regret.
No, I think not either. I think you're right. I think it'll be something that will comfort you in a strange kind of way in the coming days and months and years that you were, you know, the issue, you know, I reiterate, but I think it's really worth reiterating, is it's not dying, it's dying alone. And anything we can do to help somebody to live until they can't anymore, I think it's not only incredibly valuable to them, but incredibly valuable to us.
It's
why we're here, I think. So, yeah. So good.
I feel grateful that I actually had the opportunity to help her with that.
Yep.
And as I said, the cancer is in the brain, so I don't know from 1 minute to the next what's gonna happen. But now, the second I talk to her on the phone, it's great. But the second I hang up with her, it's like it comes in waves.
Yeah.
And it's really hard.
All right, let me talk with you about that for just a moment. Tell me what kind of work you do.
I work at a bar.
Okay.
I'm a bartender. And
Are you single or are you married?
I'm with a partner, but we're not married, you know.
Okay.
So,
do you have any savings? Are you in a precarious financial situation, or are you more or less okay?
I'm not okay. I'm very precarious.
All right. Let me just tell you a story, and then you and I can walk through it together.
Okay.
About, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 years ago, I was in San Francisco, and a woman that I didn't know terribly well, I did some television with her. She produced a TV show, and I was on a lot. And she called me up, and she said, I need your help. My ex-husband, they've been divorced for years, is dying of cancer. What do I do? And I said, well, there's a great book by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross called Until We Say Goodbye, which is really not so much about dying as helping someone to live until they can't any longer. What do you want to do? And she said, well, you know, I just feel like I'd like to be with him. And I said, okay, how are we going to do that? And so, you know, basically I sort of just walked her through what the possibilities were. And what she ended up doing, she was a very high-level executive in television. And at the time, there were not very many women executives. There still aren't. But at the time, she was even a rarer bird than she would be considered now. And this is a guy she'd been divorced from, and I don't think they had kids together. They'd been divorced for like a decade. And she went, she quit, she took a leave of absence from her job. And she went and she helped him for the next, I think it was about 4 or 5 months until he died. And the only reason I know about this, I mean, I knew about the beginning that she was thinking about it. And then I got a letter from her. And she said thank you, which was really not particularly deserved. What are you going to do? I mean, she did the work. But she said it was the most meaningful experience of her life. And as a result, after that, I don't know if she ever went back to television or not, but I know at one point she went to India and felt that she needed to make a spiritual journey. But she felt, and I kind of have lost track of her a little bit, but I've never forgotten that this was a guy that with whom she had basically had shared part of her life, but that part was well over. It had been a somewhat acrimonious divorce, but she felt that was the most meaningful thing that she'd ever done in her life. And I'm not necessarily suggesting that you do exactly that, but I'm suggesting that there are times in our lives, just as you felt that the universe had kind of conspired to make sure that you were there for her to go find hospice, to see about, instead of maybe taking a vacation this year, or instead of, you know, upgrading your computer, or I don't know how you spend money. Maybe maybe eating hamburger rather than steak, or you know, rice and beans rather than tofu or something. To and spend some time while she's, and again, when something's metastasized to the brain, it's always going to be somewhat iffy. But to go and spend some time with her, not only for her sake but for yours. And I think it will never be anything that you would regret. And I'm not one to spend your money, and it may be that you drive up, or it may be that you find a part-time job where you are.
I'm definitely going back. Absolutely. I'm trying to figure out, like, I'm in the works of figuring out
how to
make my next bucket. I'm so going back.
I would not wait too long, because life is what happens while we're making plans, and especially when we're talking about metastatic disease. So.
I'm telling you, it has changed so many perspectives on so many things right now. The things that she said to me were things that she normally wouldn't say.
Yeah.
But it was really, really nice. Like, you know, just...
You know, the thing about our mortality and looking at it unblinkingly is it reminds us of what's important and what's not, and some of the trivial kind of pettinesses that all of us schlep around with us on a day-to-day basis tend to fall away. And we sort of, you know, I think in the old days people would say they were getting ready to meet their maker. And I think right now they just feel that they're kind of cleansing their soul. However people want to describe it, I think the point is that there is something. When I was, somebody was teasing me about the fact that I was, you know, I was calming to people. And I said, you know, at the hospital they used to refer to me as walking Valium. But so when people were frightened or dying or both, They would call me in a lot, and I always felt like it was a special gift. Let me put you on hold, and we'll come right back. And then I haven't forgotten you, Margaret. You'll be very much next. We'll finish up with Joe, and it'll be your turn. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Joe, who's Well, I think it's got exactly the right attitude of dealing with a sister who lives far away, who's terminal. And is she in hospice at this moment, Joe?
She is in hospice, and we made that ride with the ambulance from Boston, the Worcester, in an ambulance, and boy, she was real nervous when they put her in there and they were going to drive and everything. So I just whipped up a movie and we watched a movie together on the ride.
Good for you.
Thank God. We had this one movie in common that we used to watch, and luckily it was on YouTube, and I just popped it up and we stared at the movie. She didn't even move her eyes the whole time, and we watched it like we used to watch it together.
Well, good for you. Listen, that may be something to do in the coming weeks. Does she have either a DVD player or a portable or something that send her, maybe giving her a subscription to Netflix or Redbox or something?
Sure. We got the Redbox. Oh, my God. Yeah, I went to Redbox once we got there, and I picked out a movie, and true to form, it was the worst movie we've ever seen.
Congratulations. That's great. You want it to be memorable. Look, it doesn't so much make a difference what it is. It's just something that connects the two of you, and maybe you do this. You look at the same book or you look at the same movie and talk about it.
Right. The thing is, it's like I was saying, and one of the reasons why I was really calling, you really did help as far as the pictures and what to do and how to go about it. She really appreciated it because, I mean, she said, I love you because you never wanted anything from me. She said all kinds of things that were really nice.
That's great.
It was. But the thing is that every time I talk to her on the phone, I just wonder if it's going to be the last time.
Well, but that's okay. Listen, your job, you may want to go get a copy of Until We Say Goodbye. You'll have plenty of time to miss her and to mourn when she's gone. This is your time to not ask her to comfort you, to be as, you know, to do exactly what you're doing, is sharing. That's what I'm saying, things like talking about the same movie. And or music or stories or maybe even Skyping with one another would be helpful.
It's just a lot.
Of course.
You know, my attitude about a lot of stuff has changed. You know, when you're in that position, it just does, I guess. But, you know, I will, like I said, I will continue on. But I'm definitely going back up as soon as I can.
And, yeah, I make it as sooner rather than later just because, you know, you don't know.
And
in the meantime, I think being in as close a touch as often as you can is good for both of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's all I wanted. You know, I was just calling to say thank you because you were right on as far as, because you don't know how to act when if you've never had, I didn't know, I just was normal. I was just me. I was just not letting anything roll off my back and, you know, letting everything roll off my back and trying to be as calm as possible, which is pretty much the advice that you had given me.
Yeah. It sounds like you did great.
Thanks. But I'll keep you posted.
Do. All right. Keep it. And if you need some help, call. But don't put off the visit.
No. Heck no. No. Okay. I'm planning it right now. It'll be very soon.
Okay, Joe.
You take care. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Margaret, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Thank you, Dr. Joy. This is Margaret. Thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome. How may I help you, Margaret?
Yes. My 90-year-old mother is living in the nursing home currently. She is terminal, and I and my sister take the turn to visit her every other day. Last night, my sister called me, say she visited my mother last Saturday, and she discovered the CNA young lady to let my mother sleep naked. And when she confronted that young lady, the CNA, at the nursing home, and my sister questioned her, the young lady say, my mother's too hot, so she just take my mother's clothes off, naked. And my sister told her that no matter how hot it is, my mother need to have clothes on.
Well,
also, And also, my sister asked me to not report this incident to the nursing home because she is afraid to say if we report to the nursing home, if this young lady may get angry and will do something hurt my mother.
Wait a minute. Let's back up. What's the issue about? I mean, she may be right. I mean, if Marilyn Monroe slept with no clothes on, I mean, why was it troublesome if your mother was hot to take off her clothes?
Well, let her sleep naked without the top on.
Well, but she's under the covers, right?
Yeah.
So what's the issue?
Well, the issue can you imagine, you know, my mother. The feeling and her situation, sleeping in her bed naked, you know.
But what? But if she was in the bed and she was more comfortable with no clothes on, one chance is your mother. Is your mother cogent? Is she conscious?
But she does not. She had a few strokes, so she cannot speak much.
Well, but she's probably, look, you know your mom very well, and you probably know when she's happy and when she's unhappy. And
yeah,
maybe
she's
what
not
you
happy.
Could.
She told my sister, said, why they let me naked? You know, she does not speak English. She's Chinese.
Okay. Well, if she's uncomfortable about being naked, why don't you go and find maybe some very light clothing for her? Or maybe she'd be comfortable sleeping in her underwear or maybe just a T-shirt. Why don't you go and find some very lightweight cotton. Don't get polyester, but cotton, maybe, you know, what you think she might be comfortable in, and give her some choices, and then show the aides that that's what she'd like to be in. Because it may have been, especially, you know, I don't know, sometimes nursing homes that I've been in are very, very warm because people don't have very good circulation. So they're very warm. And I'm sympathetic with your mom. I'm always too warm. And so I, you know, am throwing off blankets and stuff in the middle of the night because I'm always too warm. But if your mother is uncomfortable being naked, then go see if you can find some very lightweight cotton, either maybe a nightie or maybe just a T-shirt, and maybe even like little baby doll pajamas that are very light, and see what she's comfortable in. But she may, in the middle of the night, have just said she was very hot and taken her clothes off.
No, she didn't. She's able to move to CNA, the court certified nursing assistant.
But she may have said to that person that she's very hot, or she may listen. Go find some very light. What's the nightgown that she has there now?
Well, she does like a nightgown. She normally wear her T-shirt to sleep. So
okay. Is it a sleeveless T-shirt?
Oh, it has a sleeve and a scarf.
Why don't you see if you could go find something like, you know, like one that's just like almost a camisole that doesn't have, you know, doesn't have sleeves in it, and see if that'll be a little cooler for her. And show it, see if that's what would make her comfortable. But I think in and of itself, if she was too, I mean, you don't know. And I think it's something to talk calmly about. See if you can find a lighter nightgown rather than reporting the woman, okay? You stay on the line if you have another question. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheet. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Another thing occurred to me about Margaret's call, which may or may not be accurate, is if Margaret's mom had a biological malfunction in the middle of the night so that she messed herself, that they may have changed the sheets and taken her nightgown off, and then she may have had some difficulty putting it back on. So you may want to ask about it. Again, I'm probably a prejudiced person just because, you know, everybody loves being around me in the winter because I'm kind of a walking furnace. People literally at the station used to come and warm their hands on my arms. And I was at the theater a couple nights ago, and everybody was freezing, and I'm sitting there just, you know, like a little furnace. But, you know, I think part of it just depends on what mom's comfortable with. And some is and some isn't. And I think as we get older, some people become more modest and more sort of discreet, and some tear off their clothes. So, but I think rather than reporting the person, I think what you need to do is figure out what the circumstances are, what's best for mom, and how heavy the replacement stuff is for her to sleep in. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, so we just passed one of the, you know, one of the things about living in a big city with a lot of public transportation is people have been in costume for Halloween from last week until last night. And the Halloween, I know, was Saturday, but there were people in full costume. In fact, there are people in full costume, I swear to you, 365 days a year. It's just that some are more obvious than others. There was this guy with no shirt and black jeans and black boots and a black long coat, and his face was all made up like a zombie. But, I mean, that would be fine if it was Halloween. It wasn't Halloween anymore. So I don't know. Maybe he was just going to visit his mother-in-law. And the woman he was with was about half his size, and she had bright pink hair that was sort of done up like a cat, as was her face, and a long skirt that looked like it was that had scenes from a graveyard. I don't know. This is on a train past Halloween. So, did you do a Halloween-y thing?
I did.
What did you did?
All right. So my parents are members or somehow kind of beneficiaries with the Minnesota Orchestra, and so they get tickets to stuff, and they got tickets to see A Nightmare Before Christmas with musical score provided live by the Minnesota Orchestra.
What fun is that?
And it was fantastic.
Yeah, that is if you rent the, although I don't know if it used to, I don't know if it's still the case anymore, but when it was first came out on wasn't on disc, it came out on tape. And if you looked at the box, my quote was on it. I said an instant classic, because I thought it was terrific. Tim Burton. And I thought the music was great on it too. Must have been pretty much fun.
Yeah, it was the first time I had ever seen it. And
oh, you
it was
hadn't.
Terrific. Yeah, I hadn't seen it
it
up
is
to that
terrific.
Point.
Yeah, I thought it was great when it first came out as well, because it was a great combination of witty, scary, thought provoking. I just thought it was wonderful. So that was good, as opposed to the things that jump out at you and scare the living daylights out of you and pop out of your stomach or all the gore and stuff. I just thought it was really smart and wonderful and funny. And for no particular reason, today is Cookie Monster Day. It would seem to me if you're talking about monsters, it should have been last week, but who am I to determine calendar positioning? It is National Deviled Egg Day. Do you see, I think we have a theme going here, which is that people have missed the boat a little bit. And Job Action Day. Which, all right, so I thought what we'd do, since and Halloween has now apparently has become a season, much like my birthday, I would point out, to talk about... now, did you dress up for Halloween?
No. I mean, I put on, like, a button-up to go to the orchestra. But I didn't. Some people came in, like, costume.
Really?
Which
That'd
was
be
kind
fun.
Of fun, yeah.
Yeah, and nobody recognized you because you were dressed as a grown-up?
Exactly.
I dressed my daughter one year. We had a christening gown, and I dressed her in that, and figuring nobody would recognize her because I was viewed somewhat of as a heathen, but... And that was the first experience she ever had with candy, was trick-or-treating, because we didn't have any. I know, put a little chocolate person here. And she's as bad as I am now. But at least I tried to prevent it. And I told the story before, is that, you know, that I would go trick-or-treating with my brothers and sisters, and it always snowed in Denver, always. And we would have these big brown shopping bags and come home with all this junk. And my mother made us dump it all on the table. We were allowed to choose one piece to eat then, one piece for to go on our lunch the next morning, the next day, I guess, and one piece for breakfast or something. So I remembered there was three. We were allowed three pieces. And the rest we had to put back in the bags after the kitchen table and take them over to an orphanage. And so when people grow up, which makes no sense at all, because, you know, for Thanksgiving you need a family, I suppose. For Christmas you need, I suppose, a family. But for trick-or-treating you don't need anybody, right? So, and when people said that they were orphans, I hated them. You know, I just didn't like them at all. So, and I went actually inadvertently to my dentist on Halloween. So I go into my dentist's office just for sort of my semi-annual cleaning. I try and get in twice a year. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And because it's really icky. I mean, and I know it's good for you, and I know Pithecanthropus died of a toothache, but still. It's not, I mean, it's better than a mammogram, but it's not much fun. And so I go into it. He's got this huge, big jar of candy. So, but I didn't eat any. All right, so let's hear what people did for Halloween. And if you want to call in with a specific story, you're allowed to do that as well. 855-993-7569. All right, let's hear what you didn't dress up. Nope. I actually didn't dress up much either. I mean, and I have, because last year I went as a kind of as a witch. So I have all these kind of costumes. I have one of those ones that fits over, so it just hits your nose and your chin, and you can see through it. But it looks really spooky. And then I have this really kind of hip witch's hat, you know, the conical ones with a boa feathers around the edge. So, and I have a couple of wigs. I discovered I was in a place that had a whole lot of costumes the day after the day after Halloween, and they were all like a dollar. So I can now, you know, have costume while travel. Not to mention the Big Apple Circus last week. So I sort of felt like I got my fix of dressing up and having costumes and stuff like that. So, all right, so let's hear what people are going to be for Halloween.
All right, so Marquita says, happy at home in my PJs. There you go.
There you go, girl. Okay, I guess you're not anybody's list. I saw Colin Quinn do his thing about, and I saw him yesterday. He's wonderful. I'm trying really hard to get him on the program because he does the best turn off your cell phones of any place I've ever heard. He says, you know, how come you haven't already turned off your cell phones? This isn't your first barbecue. You know better than that. And, you know, some people aren't going to turn them off. Some are passive aggressive. And then he goes and he says, look, I know the Mets aren't doing well, and I know you're a little hungover from all that chocolate. He just did this great. And this was all before the show started. This was the just turn off your cell phone stuff. He's really clever. And I missed him. I was not watching Saturday Night Live when he was in his heyday, but I've seen his one-man show since then. And he's just so smart, and he's clearly absolutely mesmerized by American history. I saw his one-man show, I believe it was 2 years ago downtown, called Unconstitutional, where he talks about the Founding Fathers and the Constitution. And he's actually read the Constitution, and he goes through it phrase by phrase and says all the stuff that people think is true is not. And he's really smart and really funny. And his newest thing is about New York and where all the attitude came from and the multiculturalism came from and the language came from. It's really good, which I'll review, but I just sort of, because he was talking about being hungover because all that cheap candy that you had and the kids didn't come around, so you ate it yourself. All right, Marquita, good for you in your jammies. Hopefully you didn't eat too much chocolate. Let's see what else we got.
Cynthia said, my first grandchild is 2 months old. I have already been to a costume dressed as an old grandma.
You go, girl. My sister actually sent me one. I'm trying to decide whether I should put it up on our website, where she and her husband dressed as Ninja Turtles, and they dressed their dachshund as a Ninja Turtle. If I were a dog, apparently people spent millions of dollars on costumes for dogs. I don't know. I know. People should be allowed to spend money any way they want. But in a world where people don't have enough to eat or clothing, I don't know. But, all right, not judging. Keep going.
Deborah says, home in my PJs too, LOL.
Well, so there was a lot of PJing going on. Okay.
Yeah, Ella says, that's three of us in PJs.
All right. From now on, we will designate it Halloween/pajama party.
Yep. Amy right. says, a sneering green witch inspired by a life-size porch decoration in my hood.
There you go. There was one of the, in my building, I was riding up in the elevator, and first of all, there's this guy with a little tiny bicycle who doesn't speak much English, and I'm trying to figure out, because, you know, I know not everyone in the building, but I know a lot, and it turns out he gets up on this floor, and the entire floor is covered with like a witch's, you know, like a witch's coven, and it turns out he is the clown for the entire floor. They had a huge party to which I was not invited. Maybe if I'd crashed it as a witch, maybe not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so we're doing our post-Halloween wrap-up. You know, Halloween becoming a big deal holiday is a relatively recent phenomenon. I mean, there's, I don't know if it started with drinking or costumes or whatever, but and apparently there are a huge number of adults who go trick-or-treating and teenagers who go trick-or-treating without without necessarily a costume, which apparently is irritating the people. I don't know.
That's lame.
Yeah, that's exactly. I think if you're going to be a teenager going trick-or-treating, that I think it's only a appropriate that you at least have a bother with a costume. But alrighty, so let's hear the last of the what people were wearing or not wearing, as the case may be.
Yeah, so this one comes from Amy, and finally she says, I guess that's four of us, home PJs passing out candy.
Well, I think only Amy passed out candy. I don't think anybody else. But do you pass out candy
that's
in
true.
Your jammies? Maybe it depends who you're passing them out to.
Right.
So we may have, we may have an issue going on here. Or maybe this should be called a pajama show. I don't know.
There you go.
I know, different context. Or the lack of pajama shows. Okay, so we also had asked what people were frightened about. They sent me a whole bunch. Did you see that the scary movies tanked over the weekend? In fact, all of the movies tanked over the weekend. There was one of the lowest, I think the revenues were down like $75 million or something. Nothing made any sense. None of the Sandra Bullock one didn't make any money. The Bradley Cooper one didn't make any money. None of the scary stuff did. So there you go. I don't know. I think the world may be scary enough that people are not necessarily all that excited about being scared anymore. Although we'll have to talk to Alfred Hitchcock about it. Or we can just talk to Bill about it. 855-993-7569. Bill, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Is Dr. Brown?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Dr. Brown. My name is Bill, and I listened to you for many, many years. And my question today is, I have a problem with my daughter.
Okay.
She's in her mid-40s.
Okay.
And she's been married twice, divorced twice, and just is at the end of another relationship. And each time, it's the man that breaks it off. She's a very attractive woman, but shortly after they're together, her and the man starts cheating on her. She's clingy, completely dependent. And I don't know what to do. And today she's really, really upset, crying and crying and crying. And trying to call this guy, but it's useless. She does the same thing over and over and over, and I don't know what to do about it.
Fair enough. All right, so how many kids do you have?
I have three.
Okay, which number is she?
The middle one.
I know, not very surprising. How'd she do in school?
Okay. Not great, but okay. She graduated high school and didn't go to college.
Okay. Does she have a job?
She does now, but she didn't for a very long time. She does.
What is she doing now?
She's teaching cosmetology.
Okay.
She went to school to learn that.
Okay. Does she have her own place? Does she rent or does she own? What's her story about living arrangement?
Well, she's living in the house that she lived in with her ex-husband, and then he filed for divorce. He moved away. She's living in the house, and he's paying alimony when he feels like it, and she hasn't paid her mortgage in approximately a year and is probably going to be put out soon.
Yeah, she's probably going to lose the house. Does she have any children?
Just three, and two of them are in college doing okay. And the third one, who's a boy, is home, and he likes to use drugs.
How old is he?
He's 18.
Is he going to graduate high school?
He just did, by the skin of his teeth.
That's okay. It's okay. Let me ask you a tough question. Are you and her mom together?
No.
How long have you been divorced?
Roughly 21 years.
Okay. Did you cheat on her?
No, I didn't. She was the other way around.
She cheated on you?
Yeah.
Have you remarried?
Yes, I am remarried for 15 years, and everything's okay there.
Good. Does your daughter ask you for money?
No, she never does, and I offer money to her car is really beat up, and I offer to help her with that, and she keeps saying no. She doesn't want to take money from me because I'm not a rich guy. I'm retired, and she knows that, but I do force money on her at times when I see that it's needed.
All right, what is she, so she's been married twice. How long was she married each time?
The first time I would think about 3 years, and the second time about 15 years.
Well, all right, so the second one was a long time. And did he, do we know if the husband cheated on her the whole time or just at the end? Do you know any of the details about it?
Yes, I do. I know all the details. He had one after the other. And I guess it started maybe after the, when I found out, maybe after they were married 3 years or something like that.
Okay,
and
so she picks cheats. All right, so did she have a job during that marriage?
No.
All right.
No. But she would catch him doing things, and then they'd have a big argument, and then it would calm down, and then she would catch him again, and on. It was for, like, more than 10 years that went on.
Has your daughter ever been in therapy?
No. She's the type of person who thinks that she doesn't need therapy. She knows what to do.
Well, but she keeps really doing the same thing over and over again. She keeps picking sexy, good-looking men who cheat on her that she puts up with, and then they find someone that they like better, or she becomes whiny and they leave her. I mean, it's not. The reason you're in therapy is for one of two reasons: either you're miserable and you don't know why, or you know exactly why and you don't know what to do about it. And it would sound to me that she falls into the second category.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to ask you for your advice because I really like you a lot for many years, and you've helped me indirectly a lot of times. But also, I was going to ask you if there's any book that I could buy for her to read.
I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold. My problem about a book is I'm not sure she's going to read it. But let's talk about what you can do that might actually help, all right? Let me put you on hold. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.